MidAmerican Energy will use the turbines from Siemens to develop 5 wind farms in Iowa over the next 2 years. CEO Bill Furman says they will eventually generate enough energy to power about 300,000 households.
And frankly, if the federal government decides to extend the production tax credits, we'd be very excited about trying to do additional projects going forward.
The U.S. Department of Energy says that tax credit has been available for about 20 years, but recently it has only been extended on a year-by-year basis. That is the wrong approach, according to American Wind Energy Association CEO Tom Kiernan.
You can't run an industry if you've got that type of boom and bust, and boom and bust. We need to get the message to Congress, enough of the on again, off again. What we need to do is create a more stable policy environment.
Kiernan says the uncertainty over the most recent renewal of the credit led to just a few turbines being installed in the first half of this year. He says Congress extending it for a multi-year period would address that uncertainty. Southeast Iowa Congressman Dave Lobsack was the only federal lawmaker at the announcement in Fort Madison. He says the biggest hurdle facing the tax credit is that some of his colleagues will not support it without comprehensive tax reform.
And I don't want to be too terribly cynical about this, because everyone in this room is no doubt cynical about Congress at the moment. But who here expects that there's going to be comprehensive tax reform in the Congress anytime soon? I'll bet not a one of you.
Lobsack says that's why all supporters of wind energy must reach out to federal lawmakers and speak in favor of the production tax credit. The likely expiration of the credit on December 31st will not affect ongoing projects, as they will qualify for it as long as construction began this year. But the likelihood of another major wind energy celebration occurring in Southeast Iowa could hinge on whether lawmakers can stop bloviating and start working together. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.